Jacka News. Trending now. Trending now.
Die groot probleem op die paaie is steeds in Benoni. Daar was vroeger 'n noodlottige ongeluk op die N12 Wes naby die Tom Jones straat afrit diep Attes toe en die verkeer word herlei by Snykweg. Dan is daar ook 'n ongelukstoneel in Germiston op die N12 Oos net voor die Jetpark weg afrit.
Die polisie in Noordwes het bevestig dat mynreddingswerkers vroeër vandag in die gebied aangekom het. Dis nou om bystand te verleen met die duisende onwettige ondergrondse mynwerkers wat nou na bewering te swak is om self na die oppervlak te kom.
The rescue mission is unfolding. We do have the mine experts that are there at the mine and conducting the assessment.
Dit was die polisiewoordvoerder Aslenda Mate. Dan na die buiteland in Oekraïne is die land se begroting vandag goedgekeur en meer as 60% daarvan gaan na verdediging en die weermag. Dit is wat 50 miljard Amerikaanse dollar. Rusland het intussen bevestig dat die land reeds Amerika se langafstand missiele afgevuur het na Rusland. Die teken was 'n militêre gebou op die grens. Meer oor die en ander stories om 6. Nou kyk mense na die stand van sake op die plaaslike markte. Lyk dit asof internasionale woelinge deursyfer. Hier is Robert Cameron van Fisher Dagmo Sekuriteite.
Ons plaaslike mark kry wipplank vandag nadat dit vanoggend baie ferm begin het, maar deur die dag veld verloor het om redelik onveranderd te sluit. Die rede kan geopolitieke spanning wees nadat die Oekraïne Amerikaans vervaardigde missiele na Rusland gevuur het. Die dollar het veld verloor teen 'n indeks van geldeenhede wat kommoditeitspryse hupstoot gegee het.
En dan 'n bietjie maatskappye nuus.
Batebestuurder Coronation het uitgekom met jaarresultate. Hulle hooflyn verdienste is 245% op vir die jaar na R6.40 per aandeel en hulle betaal ook 'n aandeel vir die jaar van R5.66 uit. Coronation se aandeelprys vandag is so 3% sterker.
Die prys van 'n dollar R18.08, 'n euro kos R19.12 en die pond staan op R22.86. Bitcoin verhandel teen $92,130 en goud teen $2,627.17 per fyn ons. Olie staan op $73.65 per vat Brent. Ek is Marlene Forshey, terug om 6.
Sport is brought to you by Superbets. Know your sport better than anyone else. We'll prove it at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
We start off with some cricket news. Protea Test captain Themba Bavuma has been cleared to play and he's been selected and will return to lead South Africa in their home test against Sri Lanka. Test coach Shukri Conrad named a 14-player squad that included Marco Jansen as well as some other players who'd been missing from the test series before, which will form part of the World Test Championship. Now, India play against Australia in 5 test matches that start on Friday in Perth. Their first Red Bull series defeat at home in more than a decade exposed the visitors' growing vulnerabilities. Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli were both poor with a bat against New Zealand. Skipper and opening batsman Rohit Sharma only managed to score 91 runs in 3 matches, with Kohli only scoring 93 runs with 4 single-digit scores across 6 innings. And goalkeeper Ronan Williams, well, he's going to run out onto the hallowed turf of the 2010 World Cup Stadium. That's the DHL Cape Town Stadium later tonight at 6 p.m. And the Mother City's football fraternity will be toasting to his 50th cap as a Bafana Bafana player. Williams was full of praise, of course, for a goalkeeper, Sage Stevens, who's 33 years old, and he became one of the oldest players to make their Bafana debut against Sudan. Now, this morning, it was revealed that more seats had gone on sale in the upper stands to meet the massive demand to the public. So in 25 minutes time, we'll be seeing that big game between South Africa and South Sudan with more than 40,000 people there. There was no result in the match between New Zealand and Sri Lanka, which means that the Sri Lankans then win that series by 2-0 with New Zealand having made 112 for 1. But of course, the rain came down, so no result was possible.